From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
We are live from NPR Studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, information, and deeply concerned for the welfare of all our fellow men.
I'm Allison Stewart. That's Rico Galliano.
Hello.
It is Wednesday, January 30th, 2008. Now, Rico, you're in from the West Coast, guest hosting for
yes.
a couple of days.
Yes.
Now, in our fair city of New York, there's something called the New York Post.
And something called cold, by the way. But yes, yes, tell me about the New York Post.
The New York Post is a bit of an institution, and while it can be a little wonky about its facts, shall we say, sometimes.
Facts.
Their daily horoscope, never wrong.
Really?
Yeah. And whose birthday is it today?
It's, I happen to know, but
you
I want
tell you, no,
I can, I get to?
Yeah.
It's Dick Cheney.
It's Dick Cheney's VP. Birthday today. And for his horoscope, we'd like to read it to y'all. Venus-Saturn aspect on your birthday cuts across two or more secretive areas of your chart, so it is quite likely you will get involved in a relationship that you don't want others to know about. You may have to duck and dive a bit to throw others off the scent, but you will enjoy being quite sly.
Wow. Well, I think he does enjoy being quite sly, all the underground bunkers and stuff. But
gonna,
like between that and like getting new relationships and shooting guys, he's a wild man.
I think he's going to campaign for Obama is what this means. I'm not sure. His cousin, by the way.
Indeed.
What's on the show?
I will tell you. We have the last speaker of the Native American Wichita language. She is in the process of recording the language for posterity.
And she is a lovely lady. Another lovely lady, Jill Stevens. She's a combat medic. She served in Afghanistan. She earned 5 medals for her service. She also happens to be Miss Utah and just competed in the Miss America pageant, complete with push-ups.
God bless America. And what does the rest of the world think about the U.S. elections? John Pete from The Economist gives us a roundup. We'll go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Tonight, my friends, we celebrate. Tomorrow, it's back to work.
That's Arizona Senator John McCain celebrating a big win last night in Florida. He won the state's Republican primary, nabbing all 57 of its delegates. McCain beat Mitt Romney, 36% to 31%. Rudy Giuliani, New York homeboy, came in third with 15%. Mike Huckabee and Ron Paul came in fourth and fifth, respectively.
Now, McCain's victory puts him in a strong position heading into next week's super-duper enormous Tuesday primary. Primaries, I should say. It's quite a turnaround for a campaign that was literally running out of money last summer. McCain referred to that rough patch in his victory speech last night.
To everyone who, in good times and bad, devoted much time, energy, and hope to keeping our candidacy competitive, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani, who had largely pinned his hopes on Florida, is expected to drop out of the race and endorse McCain. He is here conceding Florida last night.
I want to congratulate each of my opponents on a hard-fought campaign here in Florida. I want to congratulate Senator McCain, who I believe has been declared the winner. I spoke to Mitt Romney and told him my regard for him as well. These are honorable people. They're accomplished public servants, and they're good men.
One person who wasn't wasting any time putting on her dancing shoes, the old gray lady. The New York Times basically busting a move all over Giuliani's political prospects. The paper of the city, where he was mayor, publishes this blistering piece of news analysis that blames Mr. Giuliani's fall on, quote, hubris and strategic miscalculations. The paper wrote that he was a man with a, quote, pugnacious past who went through a, quote, dizzying free fall.
It's true. A man, how the mighty have fallen.
Basically, they just don't like the guy.
On the Democratic side, Giuliani's fellow New Yorker, Hillary Clinton, fared much better, although her party had less at stake. Clinton won Florida with 50% of the vote compared to Barack Obama's 33% and John Edwards' 14%. But the Democratic National Committee had stripped Florida of its delegates after a dispute over scheduling, and the candidates agreed not to actively campaign there. That, however, did not stop Clinton from actively celebrating.
I could not come here to ask in person for your votes, but I am here to thank you for your votes today.
So where do the campaigns go from here? Well, we're only 6 days away from that primary-packed Super Tuesday. So I guess we only have one more chance to pose that question to one Howard Dean.
We're going to Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Lists. Always an effective rhetorical device. Translation for that, by the way, 24 states will hold contests on Super-Duperific Tuesday. That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with more news.